Hello, it's the 23rd of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Stagecoach East's decision to eliminate the 72 and 73 bus routes from Bedford to Biggleswade through Potton and Sandy have left passengers frustrated and angry. Stagecoach have defended the change and have labelled the route as unsustainable. A spokesperson for Sandy Town Council said, "Sandy will be without a bus service. Its residents will be deprived of public transport to reach places of work or education, as well as health, recreation, banking and retail facilities in other towns. Service users are asking Central Bedfordshire Council to pursue an alternative transport option, potentially with another operator, as current arrangements expire at the end of October. The council also noted it would be discussing the issue with its MP Richard Fuller to see if anything further can be done. A stolen bike from Bedford was returned to its owner after being found by police 60 miles away in Leicestershire. The bike was logged with the Biker Registration Programme. Dave Hodson, Bedford Borough Mayor, said, "I would urge anyone who owns a bicycle to register it through the scheme as soon as possible." Food delivery services for Dunstable and Luton will be almost non-existent today as 60 couriers from Just Eats, Uber Eats and Deliveroo go on strike. The issue is the reduction of payment per delivery from £9 down to around £3 due to the rapid increase of available drivers. A related protest will be staged outside the George Street McDonald's in Luton from 10 a.m. to 12 midnight. Drivers not participating are being asked not to show up for work. Luton Food Bank volunteer Maggie Herrod plans to support the food organisation by walking 80 miles. The 80-year-old, joined by her dog Kiwi, will participate in a fundraising effort by walking along the John Bunyan Trail. That's all I have for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.